Or you want me to just keep on with my report?
Yeah.
All right. We are going to be contacting all new senators about the commission with term limits in our unicameral now. It's going to be very important, more than ever, on an ongoing basis to educate senators about the commission, to familiarize them with what it is we do. It's not just a budget thing. It really is important that they know what we do and you know, have the information. So Carlos has already gotten a list of those who all the new senators are. There were 20, I think, let's see, at least 20 new this year, and there's at least 16 that will not be eligible to run again in 2008. So another 16 for sure, at the very least, that will be new then. In addition to, sometimes you have somebody eligible to run, but they don't get reelected. So this will be an ongoing effort that we'll be working on. The students also, the students of the center are also working on educating senators, and we hope that students and consumers statewide will get to know their own senators so that they can educate them about the commission.
I have to figure out who mine's going to be first.
Right. Social Security reimbursements. Since 1999, when we first really started going after these, we've now hit a little over $1 million that we've received in Social Security over that period of time. We have additional ones submitted that are currently pending approval in the amount of $234,400. A major project lately has been the assistive technology, basically two grants, and the AT for All web access. This is a really terrific program. We would encourage everybody to set up a personal account at www.AT4ALL, and I think it's .org.
.com.
Thank you. And that is a place that you can locate assistive technology, from very low-tech things to, of course, high-tech, including things like wheelchairs or all sorts of things, to buy, to borrow, to loan out something you have, or sell something you don't use any longer, or to have demonstrations. And along with this is what we received the funding from Assistive Technology Program for purchasing a lot of wonderful technology that we didn't feel like we had the resources for before. And so it actually took a lot of work, and Bob Deaton headed that up to get to figure out a system that was going to work for our staff so that we really could utilize it and help consumers get at what was in there in a systematic way. But he and his committee have that all set up. People are trained, and I think it'll be a tremendous asset for people. We've had two what we call protocol meetings that are led by a facilitator that are attended by commission staff, the Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired, state educators, some district educators from various parts of the state, a parent, and some consumers, and there's going to be a third facilitated meeting. So far, they've been good as far as showing that we do all have passion for the education of blind children and for blind children developing the kinds of skills and strengths that they need. And so, you know, that's been good. that I'm sure by a third meeting, we won't really have worked out all the snags between rehab and education, but I think it's building a foundation, and we're hopeful then that can continue on an ongoing basis through the transition committee and also through the field staff, who are the ones who go to the schools, who meet with the parents and families and educators, so that we really can continue to provide, to make sure the kids get what they need. Let's see, statewide needs assessment is something that we're working on developing a contract for that. I spoke this past week and have been in communication with a potential vendor who's very knowledgeable and has done these kinds of assessments in many states across the country. The details are still being worked out, but most likely we will be able to do a statewide needs assessment project between April and September. So it will be fiscal year 07, federal fiscal year. And of course, I'll send you details on that as that gets worked out. I wanted to mention Carlos, Jeff Altman, and I just came back from National Council of State Agencies for the Blind. Jeff did a great job presenting information about structured discovery, sleep shade training, and just orientation in general. Let's see, the placement committee, Vicki Rasmussen, our CAP director, kind of heads up the placement committee that's then comprised of commission staff. They're working on a brochure for employers, employer testimonials on the website, and partnering with workforce development at the Governor's Summit. That's April 10th and 11th of 07. Lincoln District and the placement committee came up with some great ideas about possibly having a breakout session, but also having our clients working registration of the Governor's Summit and being there as the guides to help people find sessions and things like that. We really want employers to see blind people doing important stuff and being the ones that help them, so I'm excited about that. Val's been working on some neat stuff. She just came back from Chicago, where she went to training at Hadley School for the Blind to be an ambassador. She's excited about being an ambassador. She learned about Hadley and brought back a lot of information that she will disseminate to our staff and clients about Hadley, not just clients, Hadley's for all consumers. But they are doing a lot at Hadley to increase, you know, to kind of get with the new century. And for example, they have an online class for learning to work with Excel spreadsheets with speech. So, wow. And that's just one good thing. I mean, they really have a lot to offer. Anyway, so Val's going to tell us all that stuff. She says she already did. Okay. But for the record, on the tape, she's been working with Bill, Dave, Carlos, and Bob to establish some office policies and guidelines. You know, we have all the state policies, but a lot of that is cumbersome, and we really need some more simplified, very specific policies for some of the operational things that we do in the commission. So they're working on that. She's also working with the architects for the workstations in Scottsbluff and doing quite a few other things. Bill, of course, has worked with we got the state budget submitted. He had to develop new budget units and grants established in the NIST system. So that was a time-consuming thing. He's been working on the data lines that will be in Kearney and Scottsbluff so that everybody can have access to our server. We post policies and documents and things on the state server, but not all of our offices have access to the server. So that's in process. I believe we're closer to having everybody on that But it's, that's in the works. In terms of business enterprise, vendors are continuing to keep their machines brailled as machines and products change. I know that at least in Omaha, vendors got help from consumers, and that's a tremendous help. And I really appreciate the members of the National Federation of the Blind in Omaha that took the initiative to work with that vendor and get those in place. And the vendors really would be quite open to, if others from, you know, whether from an organization or just individually want to work with them on brailing, that was kind of a neat connection there. And of course, good to keep those brailled. The next vendors committee meeting is December 1st. It's here in Lincoln. I can give more details to anybody that would be interested. We're going through open enrollment, which is all the staff have to go back in and set up their preferences for insurance and all of those things. Dave Robinson was honored as Employee of the Year, and that was a very nice ceremony and well-deserved honor. And then in the past quarter, we had Winterfest, which was coordinated by Bob Deaton this year. The Enrichment Grant Foundation, the second and final report was submitted. That was for the wages program, a portion that they helped with wages. Nancy Fleurel has been invited to attend a meeting to initiate the second phase of our partnership with the foundation, and that's November 20th. So we're looking forward to hearing how that goes. Independent Living Skills Workshop was September 29th. It was headed by Bob and included center staff, mostly orientation counselors and some rehab counselors from the field, and was a very excellent exchange of information that we will be building on in the future. Also, several staff went to Des Moines, Iowa, September 7th to present about our orientation center and how the support from the field really feeds and nourishes the center. And then, let's see, we're working to develop the minority outreach plan. That's in the works. The mentoring Barbara has talked about, and so that's going very well under Carlos's administration. We have or will have about 35 mentors and 35 mentees in that. Carlos is also in the planning committee for a regional employment conference, which we hope many people, staff will be able to attend. That'll be September of next year. And then, also, several staff attended the Minority Health Conference October 31st and November 1st. So another way of helping our staff strengthen our efforts in working with people from minority groups. And that's, I will end there. I know I went past the time, but.
That's okay.
Those are the basics. there's always a lot more that doesn't come forth, but there's no time to tell you everything we did in the quarter. It's been very busy. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Pearl?
A couple the other night at our NFB meeting mentioned the fact that, and I can't confirm or deny it because I don't know, but they wanted to know if the they said that they went on the www.atforall.com site.
Okay.
And they're a married couple, and they could only get one item at a time because they would only send one thing to one email address.
Oh.
So they were going to have to either get another email, probably just get another email address, or another email. You know, Cox, with Cox, you can get several. addresses, but I just wondered if, you know, if you had heard anything on that, or...
If Bob were here, he sure could answer that, I think. I thought that regardless of the email account, any number of people can set up their own personal account, and that that's what it would be controlled by.
It is the email account that controls.
It is the email account. Okay, well, that's too bad. I'm glad to know it, because that's something that I can alert the assistive technology people. There have been things we've discovered that mm-hmm. just are cumbersome, that just don't work.
Right.
And because of working on it, you know, we've taught them some things that they've said, gee, we need to fix that about our system. So
good.
I appreciate you telling me that, and we'll see what we can do about
it. I'll relay that information.
Well, and also... what if I, in my own personal account, go on and I need three things? Are you saying that I would only be able to get one first, and one at a time?
That's the impression I got, yeah. But I can't say because I haven't tried it.
That's what it sounded like. You're saying, Connie?
Well, when I've gone on and done it, you do only order one at a time, but like I got five things.
Oh.
And I just got five separate emails.
Oh.
Yeah, that I can still...
Oh, so they just need to log off the login account.
You can just go in and select something else and request the loan, and then you get an email verifying. But I did it, you know, five times.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't a little cumbersome. Yeah.
It's not that bad, though.
Really. Okay. Yeah. And is there a way in that system to send an email to the system?
Yes.
I thought so. So encourage, I don't know if you'll see them again, Darryl.
Yeah, I'll give them a buzz or an email.
Encourage them to do that email with their particular problem, and then maybe there's a piece of it that we're missing.
Okay.
I think the thing is you can order more than one. I don't think you can use the same email and a different name.
Right.
I think that's
That's what, they couldn't, the wife couldn't order.
She couldn't have her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless she can easily get another email account. It just seems, I just wanted to bring it up because it does seem a little strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great system, but there are some snags that we're trying to figure out. There is a new person in the room. Maybe you want to have an introduction, sir?
Ryan Ozmitoski.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome.
I'm the land coordinator for Nebraska.
Fatosh, was there something else you wanted to add to this?
In addition with the governor's meeting at 11 and Lieutenant 11th on the December 18th, clients collected money among themselves and going to go to each senator and going to give a gift bag to the senators. And they're going to have, on one side of it, they just purchased a braille stamp saying Happy Holidays.
Mm.
And then on the other side, it says Happy Holidays in print, and we're going to put braille alphabet cards, a DVD of the center video, and Pearl's description of the agency in the bag with the I think clients are decided to do popcorn flavored popcorn for the senators, but they're going to distribute to every senator on that day also.
That's a good idea.
Good idea.
Thank you,
Patricia. Hopefully our senator will be appointed by then.
Right. Okay.
Are there any other questions or anything? We've kind of, I suppose, gone into public comment in a way or whatever, but if there are any other comments from the public or any other questions from the board? If not, we'll go into old business, and the first item is the budget update.
All right. Basically, things are moving along fine with the budget, with our balances. Bill met recently with supervisors to inform them of our status. It's, we are receiving the continuing resolution grant awards from the feds, which that's when the federal budget has not been approved yet, when it's still in limbo, we receive what's called continuing resolutions. Some years, we don't even receive them for months after the beginning of the federal year, which is October 1. Mm-hmm. But this year, they've come in very nicely, and we didn't get them October 1, but we got them pretty soon after the start of the year, and they've been coming along. So that's been good. I think that's generally where we are with the budget, and unless you have questions. But
does anyone have any questions concerning the budget?
No.
I know that we had talked about getting the budget spreadsheet things. I don't remember how often we were supposed to have that happen.
Yes, I thought of that on my trip the last few days. That's supposed to happen monthly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I know that recently there was some change within the budget system, which, each month when Bill prepares those reports, he does something, and then he sends data to Josie Rodriguez and Scott's Bluff, who actually puts it together into the report for you all and the supervisors and staff. This change meant that the old framework, the data didn't quite fit the new framework, and I'm probably not describing that quite right, but anyway, it made it so that she couldn't do the report from what he could send her. And I know that he had to create some new business units and do some new establishing of accounts in order to, so they would attach correctly and fit right. I don't know how to describe it better, but so he did get that accomplished, I believe, and I know I talked to him a couple of times about the monthly report, thinking maybe I just hadn't seen it, and so that was in process. We will talk next week and make sure that if there is any reason those can't start coming out again, we'll know what the problem is.
Yeah, because I know that we had, we'd made a commitment to look at it.
Right, I apologize.
And so, because that was something that we were supposed to do more of with the auditor people talking to us.
This is Val. Do you want me to ask Bill about it on Monday?
Sure.
Okay, that's the only question I had about the budget. Does anybody else have anything?
Thank you.
Other than I'm happy to be able to wade through it with my fellow commissioners now.
Good, yes.
I'm happy I can do it. I'm not so sure that I, now that I'm doing it, but it is very informative.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for taking the effort to learn the spreadsheets and figure out how to do all that.
Right.
No small task.
Okay, the next item is the Friends of the Commission update. Is there anything on that?
Yes, there is.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
This is Val. I have website updates next.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Well, what did I do here?
Way at the top.
Oh.
You didn't go to the top of the
page? Yeah, I can read. Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
That's okay. We can do the website. I know I wouldn't have missed it all together. I just
There we go.
I'd like to start this section stating what would have been a correction to the minutes that last meeting I did give misinformation. I had thought that a certain amount of some steps had been accomplished and by staff, and that then things were ready for Jim, the webmaster, to begin doing. He corrected us after the fact. So we didn't correct the minutes, but just for the record, that was not correct. Now, we ended up realizing that it was not effective to have the staff person, who's the assistive technology specialist in the Omaha district, which has the biggest need for that technology support with employers and clients, and it's really a huge job, and to think that person also could do all these steps with the website, it just wasn't reasonable. He has the expertise, but really didn't have the time. And so we switched over. We did start working with the Nebraska.gov, who has designed a lovely website template. The homepage for us has some features that we didn't have before, and it's much more appealing visually, but I think also will be, it looks more professional. We all liked what we had, and we got good comments on it, but this is another notch better. So I'm excited about it. As far as the technicalities, Jim Urock, our webmaster, is here, and I'd like to turn to him for anything he would like to say.
Well, it's still broke. I think that sums it up in a nutshell. I wouldn't say it's necessarily broke, but I gotta say we're still continuing, I think, to struggle through some of the issues that we're having. As you probably read in the report, put to sleep.
Excuse me, Jim. I let me just correct something that I just said. We have a template for this new web homepage that I described. It isn't live yet. So I actually realize I stated it wrong. We've seen the template or the sample, and soon it will be in a testing phase that then Jim and others can test it, and then after all that it'll go live. So
yeah, I actually haven't seen the sample yet.
No, but yes, it's just been figured out.
That's fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, as we started to mention very quickly, we're still having some issues with the being able to log into the webmaster account. In talking with Bill the other night, he had indicated to me that he had been talking with his contact at wherever that agency is. And apparently when the switch was made from the current account the webmaster was on to the other account that the entire state's on, that's when things kind of went haywire.
Right.
Long story short, talked to Bill this morning, and that is in the process of being worked out. That should be corrected here in the next week or so, and when that is, I'll be able to, log into the webmaster account and then go from there. The NCBVI mailing list is not functional because I can't get into the webmaster account. Number two, when we moved the mailing list from the program Nebraska.gov was using into our own World Client email account that the commission uses, I was told by Sean that whoever on whatever end completely erased all of the subscribers listserv, henceforth that is rendered useless. Well, luckily I have a backup in Word format of who subscribed, so when we recreate that account, I'll just plug everybody back in and go from there. The services request form is not working, and hasn't been since March 20th that I know about. And hopefully with Nebraska.gov's involvement, we can get that issue corrected as well. In my understanding, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is those that want to email the commission board from the website, because that was moved over to World Program as well, that is not working either.
Excuse me, didn't that piece get fixed?
If it did, I don't know about it. It may have.
I was thinking it did, but we want to check to...
Yeah, it might be a good idea to double check and see if...
I know I sent a test at one point.
We can use the address, I know that. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
I may be asking a stupid...
Yeah.
No, but I thought I went to the website and went to that link that's to email you all, the board, and that it worked. But Val, would you try that on Monday to do it from the website itself so that we can see if that... Because it's possible that fixing the address, which is what you took care of,
yeah.
Barbara, is not the same. I was thinking I tested from the website right then, but it'd be better to double check that.
Well, you may be consent from the website, but the question is, can you receive it? Even if I were to send from my own personal email account to that email address, would you be able to receive
yes.
it?
Yes.
My understanding.
Yes.
Yes, we have been receiving messages from, that we have sent to each other through that address.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I didn't know that.
So that we have been doing. I didn't know if that meant the same thing as doing it from the website.
And we'll want to make sure.
Oh, well, if the email address works, that's great. Yeah, double check, but yeah. My understanding was it wasn't. But if that's working, that's fine.
And for a while it wasn't, in August or so.
Right.
Okay, maybe that got
September
fixed.
Or something.
Yeah, we know the address got fixed.
Oh,
that is fixed. Mm.
The only thing that I can say about that is I do receive it, but occasionally, and that doesn't happen every time, but occasionally I will get... two of them when Barbara sends them. Not anybody else, just Barbara.
And that could be if you have sent something
to me,
and I reply to you and also include the commissioner's address,
that's
you
okay.
would get
that's
the one that is, because sometimes I forget to take the original name off.
Right.
That's that's okay. And I don't. It doesn't bother me.
That's
that it
why
happens,
that would be.
But I just, in case there was a problem. But yeah, that does make sense. Now that you say that.
Eventually we're going to, I assume, but eventually Nebraska.gov or somebody is going to recreate the subscription to the mail list, so those that want to subscribe can subscribe.
We'll make sure that happens.
That needs to be done. So. And I still have items that are waiting to be posted from Fatosh, the most two recent articles she sent, plus some stuff from Pearl back in July or June, whatever it was. So, it's there, just not up there yet.
Right. It was just a period of time when basically there was a moratorium. We couldn't post anything. And we went a lot of years with no website. So I guess we're really working on getting these things fixed. But it's kind of an endless process. And we appreciate you really stick with it, Jim. And you're very committed to getting the things up there that you told us you would. So
I want to get it done.
Eventually we'll be back really with a functioning website. It does function now. You can go to it and look at information, but he's not able to put the new stuff up.
Right.
Yes, and we also appreciate your persistence, your thoroughness, and the fact that you did backup work.
Is
really
exactly.
good because
yes.
I like knowing that when the listserv comes back that you will see to it that I get back on there, and that's one less thing for me to do. And so I appreciate that. I think it's good when people do backup work, and so we definitely do appreciate all that you do to see to it that it is easy to navigate as a blind person too.
And of course, I see it as an ongoing process. Anytime that you are on the site, if you either encounter a problem with part of it, or you have an idea that would make it more easily navigable or more informative, please let us know. Send me the notes, and the board the note, or send the webmaster the note. Anybody who checks it out, we'd welcome that.
Okay, if there aren't any other questions or comments on that, we'll move along to what I had noticed before, the item, the Friends of the Commission update.
Okay. I spoke recently with Roy Hobley, the president of Friends of the Commission. They did meet back within this past quarter.
August 30th.
Thank you. And met with John Westring about a possible way to have it's a system so people can donate automatically from their checking accounts on a routine basis. They just have it set up. And John presented a way that this would be done via a credit card account. I think everyone was quite supportive of the idea. After he left, the group had questions about exactly why would they need to go through some entity like his, and couldn't they just do it on their own? So they had some additional questions. After the meeting, Roy did follow up with him and talk more about it. And basically, you have to go through either a bank or a credit card or something. And so, you know, there would be fees and you'd have to basically do that system anyway. And so I've kind of worked with Roy on getting the conference call set up, but the Friends is going to meet again soon to discuss this further. I think with the consensus they had at the end of the meeting, probably they will decide to go ahead with that system, and I think that'll be something that will enable them to have ongoing donations from people. And so anyway, that's pretty much the update there.
Well, that's good, because you know, we've been talking about that, or there's been conversation here and there about it for quite a while, and it would be good if it could come to some kind of positive end here. Mm-hmm. Or positive beginning, maybe, or whatever.
Right.
Okay, the next item is Nebraska Information System update. NIST, is there anything?
Okay. Can you excuse me just a second? The lunch just came and I need to write a check.
Actually, you could do that later. She said I could just drop it by later.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, we'll do that later. All right, NIST. Well, I do know a little bit about the change in the way the business units are set that Bill had to work with. In terms of accessibility, I believe everything is going pretty well. We are in the open enrollment period where all state employees have to go online to NIST to choose their health insurance, any disability insurance coverages, anything that they would be changing, and with for some reason this time NIST made all the data that they had in there, that employees had in there already, like what dental plan and such, it all disappeared. So all state employees have to go in and do that process. Dave made himself available to all staff, and Bill did too, but mainly Dave too, if there were problems with either the system or specifically the JAWS working with the system, that it would, you know, they could get it figured out. And I don't know, Carlos and Fatosh, do you have any comments about how that worked?
There are several of us really got help from Dave to get off. You know, accessibility is a vague concept.
Yeah.
Relative.
That's what I hear too.
Yeah. And, you know, I really did not feel comfortable at all. And I'm a pretty technical person, but I didn't feel comfortable at all going in and doing it by myself. Because when you do it wrong, you're stuck with it for a year.
That's right.
You cannot go back in. And there are really weird stuff, like you need to first wave it all and then select. And so, I mean, the system is so incredibly weird, plus there's still speech issues. It does not read, well with John. So, several of us got help, and not only, I think, blind staff, but scientists got help too. But I really wouldn't call this, in my point of view, an accessible system.
Okay, Carlos.
Ditto with Fatosi, because I'm not a very tech person.
Okay.
I know Mary Sue up there at Revenue. She tried and tried and just wouldn't work. She got one of the in personnel, one of her friends, and she just banged in about 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the difference. I have Sahadi that it took her about an hour, over an hour, to do it. And a sighted person can go through it in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Not a good situation.
No. No.
Yeah.
Wow. So, pointing to a more generous understanding of their motives, Meg was now ready to weigh up the evidence, which she decided could best be accomplished by sitting down with Joe and talking with him about his thoughts and feelings about the problem and sharing hers with him. I'm going to break here. We'll continue on the next tape.